Hey everyone, before I start the episode, I just want to let you know that this is going to be the last episode this month. I'm going to put the podcast on pause for winter break, but I'll be back in January with more sabbatical insights. In today's episode, I want to talk about what sabbatical coaching is and how it can help you gain clarity about your sabbatical and confidence that your sabbatical is going to be what you need, both personally and professionally. I've already said it a ton, but I started my sabbatical coaching business because after planning and taking a sabbatical of my own, I realized there's just not enough support out there for busy academics who want to make the most of their sabbatical. We only get a sabbatical once every 6 or 7 years, right? But beyond a sabbatical application, most institutions provide very little in the way of support or a framework for thinking about how best to use our sabbatical time. During my own sabbatical, I started to think about what it would look like to guide faculty through the process of identifying what they need from their sabbatical and then creating a plan that gives them exactly that. So, what does it mean to identify what you need from your sabbatical? Well, one of the core beliefs I hold about sabbaticals is that there's no one right way to sabbatical. So, if you've been thinking about your own sabbatical, you may notice that you have thoughts like these. A good sabbatical involves living away from home for a semester or a year. A sabbatical is only worthwhile if it results in a lot of visible scholarly productivity, like journal articles, a book, or grant proposals submitted. It's important to get as much work done as possible on sabbatical because it's the only time you get a break from other responsibilities. These are common tropes about sabbaticals, and clients often come to me feeling disappointed that their sabbatical won't live up to some idealized version of an academic sabbatical. Some clients are disappointed that their personal circumstance doesn't allow them to relocate during sabbatical, and so they feel like their sabbatical will be less than because of this. Sometimes they're constantly making excuses for why they have to stay home on their sabbatical instead of embracing it and owning it. Others come to me with a sense that professional goals should not be what dominates their sabbatical, but they're unsure whether this is okay, and they feel a bit self-conscious about wanting something other than professional advancement from their sabbatical. Often, the challenge is that clients have a vague idea that they need to get something out of their sabbatical, but they can't really pinpoint what that is, and they're so busy and overwhelmed with work that they don't feel like they can take the time to figure out how to plan the sabbatical they need. Typically, these folks take the cross your fingers and hope for the best approach. They have a vague sense of when their sabbatical will begin, and their plan is to just slide into it and see what happens. When I work with clients in my program, we really try to shift the focus away from these idealized versions of sabbatical and the idea that we should be doing certain things on sabbatical. And instead, we focus on understanding what each client, as a person with multiple needs, interests, and identities, wants to get out of their sabbatical. The goal is for each person to identify their sabbatical priorities and a clear purpose for their sabbatical. I created a curriculum that provides a framework for doing this, and in weekly one-on-one sessions, we work to crystallize and refine the insights that come up for clients as they complete each week's activity. I found that by following this process, we quickly move away from any idealized version of sabbatical to getting really clear about what each person really needs and wants from their sabbatical. So here are a few concrete examples of that. In one case, after just 3 sessions, one of my clients realized she was holding on to the idea of a sabbatical abroad, even though it didn't really fit her personal circumstances and her current professional goals. She decided that what she needed from sabbatical was to keep her family situation consistent so she could focus on nurturing a new research direction that aligned with her new professional goals. Another client realized that what she really wanted from her sabbatical was to take on the identity of a writer. She loved writing, but the day-to-day responsibilities and regular semester did not allow her to have time and space to really lean into her identity as a writer. So she created a sabbatical plan that allowed her to nurture this identity as a writer. In my experience, this process of identifying your sabbatical purpose and priorities is truly transformative. This is where I see clients going from feeling stressed, uncertain, or disappointed to feeling excited about all the possibilities for their sabbatical. Only after my clients are clear about the purpose of their sabbatical do we start talking about goals and what they want to accomplish. Another one of my core beliefs about sabbaticals is that when creating a sabbatical plan, it's just as important to think about what you need personally as what you need professionally. When we shift the focus away from the idealized sabbatical to my clients' individual sabbaticals, it becomes easier to make space for personal needs and goals. This results in creating a sabbatical plan that includes priorities like attending to mental health and well-being, creating more opportunities for exercise and movement, having relaxing mornings drinking coffee by the fire, being able to give more energy, and not just what's left over at the end of the day, to kids and other family members, reading novels, traveling and having adventures, mending relationships. The list goes on and on. I've told you before on this podcast that one of the things I really needed from my sabbatical was to overcome burnout. I prioritized rest and recovery for the first half of my sabbatical, and it was essential. I don't think I would have gotten excited about my work again or even wanted to come back to work after sabbatical if I hadn't prioritized rest. One of the important things to know about working with a coach is that I'm not trying to advocate for any one version of sabbatical. You don't need to have the same sabbatical as me, and in fact, my sabbatical probably wouldn't be right for you. My focus as a coach is on helping you uncover the best sabbatical for you in your current season of life. So if you aren't burned out and don't need to prioritize rest, that's great. I'll help you figure out what you do need to prioritize so you feel confident that your sabbatical will help you get where you're going. I can tell you that every client I've worked with has planned a very unique sabbatical. There is no singular version of sabbatical, and in my opinion, the ideal sabbatical for you is the one you need right now. So as you can hopefully see, identifying your sabbatical purpose and priorities is at the core of my sabbatical planning program. From there, I work with my clients to ensure that their personal and professional goals are realistic given their sabbatical timeline and existing commitments. We spend time identifying daily rhythms that align with clients' sabbatical purpose and priorities, and also, and really importantly, thinking about the boundaries clients need to put in place to ensure they can accomplish all that they plan to do on sabbatical. So to do this, I guide my clients through a step-by-step process that helps them identify the boundaries they need to set and gives them the strategies they need to communicate those boundaries. What I love most about helping people plan their sabbatical is seeing them go from overwhelmed and uncertain to excited about their sabbatical and confident in their plan. The excitement and confidence comes from being really clear about what they need from their sabbatical and knowing that they have a solid plan in place to make it happen. So at this point, you may be thinking, well, this all sounds good, but I'm smart and motivated. Can't I just do this all by myself and have a great sabbatical? Absolutely. I've scoured the internet for advice about planning an academic sabbatical, and there definitely is stuff out there. I also have guides and worksheets you can download on my website, podcast episodes, and blog posts that lay out all the things we work on in my sabbatical planning program. I invite you to access all these materials, and I'll put links in the show notes to the most relevant episodes and downloads if you're looking for a starting point. So while you could definitely do it on your own, here's what I believe are the benefits of having someone guide you through the process. First, working with a coach on this provides structure and accountability. I have a step-by-step process that you follow, so you don't have to think about what to do next. Every Monday morning, you get an email in your inbox that tells you what you need to do. And because we meet regularly, you have some accountability to do the work of planning, which is really easy to put off because you're so busy with so many other things. But I've had a lot of clients tell me that because they knew they were meeting with me on Friday, they made time to get the work done, and it's paid back in dividends. Second, because I've mapped it all out for you, you get all the benefits of this process, but you don't have to spend any extra time thinking about it. You spend about an hour each week on a worksheet or activity, and then we meet for 50 minutes. You don't even need to take notes because I send a summary after each session and an outline of your next steps. Everything is all laid out for you, so that even if you feel like you have no extra time to devote to planning your sabbatical, I can guarantee that you have time for this. Finally, I've noticed that there's a huge value, a huge benefit to getting ideas out of your head, writing them down, and then talking about them. At least once in almost every session, a client will say something like, "Oh, I hadn't realized until I was doing the worksheet that, you know, dot, dot, dot," or "I hadn't thought about it that way before." Talking about your ideas with another human can be really clarifying. And a huge benefit of working with a coach is that I'm not your spouse, department chair, or in most cases, your colleague. In other words, I want you to have the sabbatical that's best for you, but I'm not emotionally attached to the outcome. I may also be an outsider to your field of study. This means that I can ask different kinds of questions than others in your orbit, and that you can share questions and ideas that you may not feel comfortable sharing with those in your inner circle who are directly affected by the decisions you make about your sabbatical. This fall, I worked with a client who's planning her fourth sabbatical. I want to share what she said about the experience because I think it gives you a sense of the value of working with a coach and also some insight about what the process is like. So she wrote, "Bethany helped me clarify my goals, identify my challenges, outline strategies for moving forward, and find ways to prioritize my own creative work. She was part therapist, part life coach, part colleague, part cheerleader. I came away from each session with a clearer and more nuanced sense of what was possible, what was important, and what my next steps should be. Everything from seeking funding to finding pet care and locating a house sitter. Given that I'd had a number of prior sabbaticals, I hadn't imagined all the ways I would benefit from this program. I'm headed into the months ahead with a clear set of commitments and a solid plan to bring closure to existing work, to attend to creative projects that are often neglected in day-to-day life, and to ready myself for the next stage of my academic career." Imagine what it would feel to feel that way. Imagine what it would be like to feel that way about your sabbatical. I hope this episode has given you a better understanding of what I do in my sabbatical coaching program and why it might be helpful for you to work with a coach to plan your sabbatical. If you're planning a sabbatical and anything I've said has piqued your interest, I would love to hear more. You can head to my website to book a free consultation with me, where you'll learn more about the program and what it's like to work with me. If you want to learn more about planning your sabbatical, I'm also putting links in the show notes to those podcast episodes you may want to check out and some free downloads that will be relevant. You can also head over to my website to download my free sabbatical planning guide. Finally, if you have a friend or colleague who's planning a sabbatical and you think they might benefit from this information, please share this episode with them. I really and truly love talking about sabbaticals, and so I'd just be thrilled to talk to anyone who reaches out to me and wants to tell me about their sabbatical plan. Okay, so that's it for now. Like I said at the top of the show, I'm going to be taking a winter break, so I'll be back in your feed in January. I hope you all enjoy the break and the holidays and that you get some time for rest and recovery.